shape today.
I'm covered on everything, so the issue that you communicate this morning at 10 o'clock, we don't communicate with the line. So,
Moving that story, a lot of people are writing that this was on the phone with Timmy. She's doing a column on the active day in California, the active day yesterday, solidifying the fact that the president really had a reason during the period of Duncan. This is similar to the Ossoff column.
And
Nick said,
and all of Washington.
Sure, and this is what we talked about
editors,
before.
The editors, which is understandable, they think might be our friends. So I have to clear them. That's why it's important.
All it takes is one day.
Well, one conference. And yes, they want to need more. So
but you go back to that period when they were writing about isolation and so forth. The public
goes for it. It's
been 2 days.
What council of the public is going to have? What work?
Sorry.
Take the foreign policy name. Maybe talk about the bombing, approval, just the difference of a yellow show in December, January. Question is, what is the show of works? Right? And that's what kills these bastards out here, doesn't it? Because deep down around their problem is not the isolation. Their problem is they want to fail. So it's an isolation, it's overexposure, right? You want to be that.
Many things, as you've done for 4 years, stay above it.
Okay, oh, absolutely. What I have to do is we must be concerned about the macros.
That's already the case if you want to show them.
Yeah.
And the president has changed.
Fine, good.
Thanks, Joe. Gary, when the Vietnam War was on, they thought that they had a moral issue, that they, there was something that was being done that was immoral. Now they're looking for something else.
Last night when I went to the, went out to the, starts screaming about the environment or the flags or the rest. But let's suppose it's going to get 12% and with some soft so enraged the right, and that's about 25% also, that they leave the divide the country the other way. You know,
absolutely.
You have people trying.
Not only
I called John Ford incidentally yesterday, and I thought I was on the final review of the end. Did you ever hear your
enough mush out there that it was very difficult to penetrate against from here. I think we just let it pass. Rowdy is going to call a meeting of the Secret Service, you know, the top Secret Service.
They really decided to stay now, or
Taylor,
take the other
Taylor's taking the other job. I don't
frankly, he isn't. I think the real problem, I think the real problem in this case is that whether he has the, after doing this job for 4 years, his son and your children, he's got the emotional stability on him. They really want to move on.
It's a tough
job for 4 years, so it's a tough job.
Well, I think what the situation is, and the way I would sense it, and I don't know this, is that Taylor is a pretty confused fella. He was uncertain about what he wanted to do, going all the way back a year and a half ago when he went to the court administrator school. He wanted to get out of Secret Service. He's talked to Irwin a couple of times how to get into private business. And, well, in any event, you have Duncan on the other hand, who's just as dedicated, more Secret Service. But then there's something below this. There's a certain tone below the Taylor and Duncan level that has generated these stories. I don't know where it's coming from. But I could tell last night on the inquiries that I was getting that someone is feeding this type of venom out, and I don't know where it's coming
from. The Secret Service?
I don't know. There's no way for me to say that. I think it could be from amongst some agents. It could be from within the staff here. I don't know. Because a lot of it appears to be aimed at Bob.
I know that. Why?
I mean, that's obvious. And,
it could be staff.
How this... Helen Thomas filed that story at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, at
night.
Where'd she been?
Oh, she flew back on a pool, but she could have picked it up before then. She did not dump... She called Bob Taylor. She called Bob Taylor's wife at 1 o'clock in the morning, who wouldn't say anything. She called Jack Warner over to Secret Service at 1:30 in the morning and really picked up the story from there. Warner simply confirmed the fact that Taylor was leaving.
Yeah.
But then after that story and after the morning briefing, then came the Duncan and the Providence, Rhode Island line.
I don't remember. But the advancement are always drinking at the Road John. I like the Road John. I don't like the Road John back there. And I told Dr. Taylor to expand many times.
But here again, also from a news standpoint, you're dealing with the dramatics of news.
Yeah.
And they don't, this happens, I went back, John F. Kennedy changed the Secret Service agent. It was a big story. I think Eisenhower changed the Secret Service agent. It was a big story. LBJ changed the Secret Service.
They do use the small plane. That is not a letter to us. That is the positions of the Secret Service for. And they always pay. They pay the first class there.
The question about the cost of Air Force One, any questions?
Well, that's the kind of question I want you to be able to knock it down. I suppose it was unfortunate we had to cap line or come out there and so, but it didn't make a lot of difference. You get sworn in because I had to come back here. Now, that's the other thing you're trying to pick up. In fact, we blew out that bill that we signed.
$150. I don't know quite how to deal with this. I'm going to make a talk to Grant Gilman. UPI is becoming very politicized and as a wire service.
That's right.
And
you mean against us?
Yes, sir. For example, you take Merriman Smith, was one of the greatest wire service men, not only.
Yeah.
Merriman Smith, I think, my judgment of this, that he was a moderate supporter of yours. But he didn't reflect that in any way as a wire service. Frank Cormier, who is a dove. Came up, wrote Walter Reuther's
but he's not a violent dove.
No, but Frank Cormier never, at any time, slanted the story or goes for the cheap shot lead.
Yeah.
Fran Lewin, another little Jewish gal who loves you, never does anything but the straight down the mark. Cornell was the same way. On the other hand, United Press, who is pressing now economically, Helen Thomas, back in about September 1972, began to show her colors, in other words, her political color, began to show up in her copy of what she did and how she moved. And it's the first time I've ever had a deal with a wire service reporter, which has such a massive impact.
Yeah, wire service.
Knowing her political persuasion enters into a lot of what she does. Norm Kinster, the other man here, is the same way. He's a fellow from Sacramento. I worked out in 1960 with him out there. Complete, dedicated, unintelligent liberal who doesn't think. He looks like he is. He looks ugly. He's tall, thin, and has glasses on.
But
his problem is he's a liberal. He doesn't know why he's liberal, and he's stupid on top of it. And out of it, when you get a man writing a wire service copy along that line, he's going to write biased, bad copy. The best one we've got going there with UPI is Gene Risher,
yeah,
who has a conflict because within himself, you can tell, because he comes from the South. His father was the head of a military, military school that all of his life they didn't let blacks around and so forth, so he moves up here to the north pretty well.
He's
that and he's trying to compensate for it. So that's Gene's problem.
He's smart though.
But Richard's good and he's smart, and I think our only chance at UPI.
Well, why don't we
should start?
I don't want UPI to be hurt. I mean, they be interested in competition wise. Did they hurt me or not?
Mm-hmm. UPI.
They are. Why is that?
Well, they have a different system than AP. Yeah. They receive their income on a number amount of copy, which is used, and also their
so therefore they sensationalize. They're going the way of times, the way the political man
turns. Right.
It'll destroy them. I don't want them to be in a position, though. I just don't like to take in individual reporters and a bunch of them are asked about their bias. I don't ever know. I'm not sure you should either. What do you think? I think facts, yes, but what do you have in mind?
Well, as I said at the outset, I don't know really quite how to deal with it. I don't think. I tend to agree with you. I think, perhaps the best way to do it is just to recognize.
I mean, for you to, I think that, directly, I think you've just got to control it. But Helen Thomas is obviously, she's from this thing in the meat land. Let's not have any illusions about it, and just don't give her the opportunity she should. I think that's what they're doing. What do you think? Because, you know, she sidles up to people, she undergone and so forth. So I don't mind it, but I'm not going to have sidle up and then stick me in the eye, stick me in the groin. See what I mean?
going to be around, and she feeds out an awful lot of content.
So I don't think she works like that. But my point is, I just wouldn't ever get pregnant. She'll write a story. We're trying to influence the wire services. I leave alone. I disagree with yourself. Why?
See, one way to keep her stabilized is to just feed her.
Well, I would feed her.
Just a lot of facts.
I would feed her facts and so forth, but I sort of grin about it. I smile about her bias and so forth. But I'm a little kick here. Just let her go with that. I would, but or either, I just don't think that she, I don't know how she would reflect. She's the worst one.
We can keep it fairly well stabilized.
Right.
And I would should.
Yeah. One other thing, Ron. The guy who,
and everyone has had an effort in bringing us back to the zone of radio this morning from North Vietnam. We're grateful for the opportunity to serve our country. They're all just coming through.
I was going to say, too, that, well, it didn't, I know it's supposed to kind of vary, but I think the symbolic gesture of raising the flag gets home to millions of people.
Oh, that played well on networks.
Did it play on networks? Oh, yeah.
And on the radio this morning, I came in, listened to WTOP News. It was mentioned five times. It was mentioned five times. At the head of every news show, President Nixon raised the flag to full staff so that when the POWs come back, the flag is flying high.
Good.
Played well.
Good start with the Johnsons, too. With the... I noticed this little, I trust the flag about the prior remark about the Cuban thing. Let me say that the reason I did that was, Rogers has taken such a beating, you know, this week in time. There are some other things about that. In fact, I'm trying to get him over here so I can get a picture. And I wanted to get out of the fact that we were talking to Rogers, you know what I mean? That I was talking to him on the phone. And I had to hang on something. It's no problem with little people. My point is, they think they're stated that they have a story like that sometimes. They want to put it out. You realize that the thing they have to realize, it gives Rogers a hell of a lot bigger move. If I do it that way, then they crack in the floor on it. You got it on. Isn't that true? So I just take that one. Many of the departments sort of have a feeling that a story like Delaware is really an unconscionable thing for him to put out the already draft with him. You know, well, that's an awful cheap, you know what I mean? That should have been a White House story. That's a big story we've been writing for years. And things like this, whenever there's a story that we really want, you know, what we really expect is to really want to show the Martha Rogers.
And it did, and it played well. On the department thing, Ken Clausen is going to be very good at this. He has met now with all of the PIO people throughout government.